Well, you know, because we talk about it a lot. In fact, we'll talk about it again this weekend on our Opportunity Detroit. Bud Denker will be with us talking about the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, returning for its final race on Belle Isle, June 3rd through the 5th. That'll be 1 week after the Indianapolis 500, also an event owned by the Penske Corporation, Roger Penske, Bud Denker, and the team. But we're getting excited about all of the racing activity that will happen on Belle Isle for the last time with the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear by introducing one of the great drivers driving the number one Cadillac racing Cadillac DPI for Chip Ganassi Racing in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, his second season with Chip Ganassi Racing, fifth season with Cadillac. It's a pleasure to welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, Ranger van der Zande. Ranger, good morning and welcome back to Detroit.
Hey, guys. Yeah, all good. Thank you very much. I'm always enjoying the trip back to Detroit, and especially for the Grand Prix. But I'm here today for a PR event and speaking to a lot of people here about the Grand Prix and how it's going to be. But I love coming here, that's for sure.
Well, we love having you. And I would suspect that you especially loved driving that brand-new Cadillac CT5V Blackwing to get here.
Yeah, it's a beast. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, it's we came by a drag strip from mid-Ohio. We had the last weekend. We had a race there. Drove it down to Detroit on the Monday after the race. And on the drag strip, I think if you see my race car, compared to this road car, I think the road car will win on the power, you know. So in the corners, my race car will be much better for sure, because that's unbeatable with all the downforce we have on the car. But this car is something special. We did some donuts, some burnouts, and had a bit of fun coming here without getting a ticket. So it's a good day.
Ranger. Sean Belichin is with us. And go ahead, Sean. You started to say
something. Yeah, I was going to say, Ranger, I heard a rumor that you stopped at Cedar Point. Is the rumor true? And second, what was your favorite roller coaster, if the rumor is true?
Well, I don't have a favorite roller coaster. I didn't like it at all.
Really?
But I went into the Millennium, and that was a fun one. And I think it was the toughest one around there. So, yeah, all good. I mean, it was a fun day, really. We also stopped at the end with General Motors in the Pontiac to see my new car engine for next year. So it was really nice to meet the people there. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a racer. I want to be involved with the engineers, with the development and all that. I really like that part of the job that I have. And it was nice to see the enthusiasm and the fanatism that they want to put into this engine to make it win in Daytona and Le Mans and those kind of big races. But first, we're finishing off this season with the DPI car, the Cadillac 02 with Chip Ganassi Racing is performing very, very well. We're super fast on every track we go to. So still some races to go and to win. And hopefully we can do that also in Detroit, yeah?
Yeah, and Ranger is currently in sixth place in the IMSA DPI Class Championship standings after a fifth place finish with co-driver Sebastian Bourdais in the Lexus Grand Prix at Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course this past Sunday. And it's good to see, Sean, and to the rest of our listeners, to point out that Ranger is following in the family business. Your father, Ronald, was quite a racer. In fact, the 1978 National Dutch Rallycross Champion. You've got to be very proud of him. He had to be very proud of you following in his business.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, when racing is in the blood, you can't help it. So I think that's true. And you know, I've got a little son. He's 3 years old, and I put him in a go-kart, but he couldn't reach the pedal yet. But
wait a minute. Did you say he's two or three?
He's 3 years old, and we put him in a go-kart, but he couldn't reach the pedal. So no racing yet for him.
That's funny. Is that how your dad started you off very, very early in life in go-karts?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, to be honest, he tried to get me to hide me from racing, because he knows how much difficult it is to get a career in motorsport. But at the end of the day, my mom said when I was like 8 or 9 years old, like, please buy a go-kart for this young kid, because it's going to be an obsession. So thanks to my mom, I got into it anyway. And I think, you know, when when you're passionate and when you are when you want to do something in that you really like to do, there's no way back and you have to go for it. So that's what happened to me. And you know, racing all around the world for fantastic manufacturers like Cadillac and championships like IMSA is a dream come true. So yeah, really good.
We'll be there. We'll be at Belle Isle. We'll be there to welcome you. It's of course June 3rd through the 5th. The last time on Belle Isle, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, presented by Lear, 1 week after the Indy 500. Go to DetroitGP.com, DetroitGP.com. Get your tickets while you can. Safe driving, good speed to you, Ranger, and we'll look forward to seeing you in person very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, and have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care now.
Bye-bye. Ranger van der Zonde, who makes his home now in Amsterdam with his wife and their daughter. All right, Sean, we'll look forward to being out on the island for the race, as
yeah,
we will be. Stand by for news and WJR All Talk with Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz. Go on out, make it a great rest of the day. Regards, Paul W. Smith.